Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 4 regarding Bernard Newby, N-E-W-B-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Newby as described in my report of 10-3-16. He is now a 70-year-old male who asserts he slipped and fell down steps in January 2020 and injured his back. Per this, was treated with an epidural shot. He also had an occupational claim running through 131.15. Period. He did not specify what this was attributed to. Period. He did undergo surgery on his back in 2015 as well. Period. He continues to receive treatment from Dr. De La Soda. Period. New paragraph. For the record supplied, Mr. Newby received an order approving settlement on 12-6-19 to be inserted. Period. He then applied for notification of that award on 3-12-20. Period. Paragraph. Additional medical records show he was seen on 4-13-20 by Dr. De La Soda. Period. He noted the petitioner's earlier course of treatment that will be inserted as marked. Period. He noted previously recommending further testing with an MRI of the cervical spine. Period. He also ordered physical therapy and advised about weight reduction. Period. He was going to return to the office at completion of physical therapy. Period. He did undergo a cervical spine MRI on 2-8-19 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. De La Soda reviewed these results with him on 2-12-19 to be inserted. Period. He participated in physical therapy and continues to be monitored by Dr. De La Soda. Period. On this occasion, he related that in the last 2 months, without a triggering event or new injury, he has been experiencing increased pain. Period. They were constant in the center to the right side of the low back. Period. He also had an intermittent pain in the posterior aspect of the right thigh and frequent episodes of the right leg giving out when ambulating. Period. Past medical history is remarkable for chronic narcotic dependency approximately the last 5 years, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, hypertension, comma, dyslipidemia, comma, obesity, comma, thyroid disease, comma, and GERD. Period. After evaluation, Dr. De La Soda rendered impressions of lumbar radiculopathy status post decompressive laminectomy at L2-L3-L4-L5 on 12-27-13. Pretty wanted updated lumbar MRI and corresponding x-rays. Period. He opined Mr. Newby had a pre-existing condition of his lumbar spine, which was aggravated, exacerbated, and accelerated by his occupational duties as a driver for Warren Distributors. Period. The work effort Mr. Newby required was a material contributing factor in the development of exacerbation and acceleration of his lumbar condition and his need for surgery in the form of a lumbar decompression at L2-L5. Period. New paragraph. He then saw Dr. De La Soda again on 4-28-20. For additional treatment. Period. Mr. Newby had lumbar flexion extension x-ray done on 4-27-20 to be inserted. Period. On 5-6-20, he had a cervical MRI to be inserted. Period. On 3-27-21, he had lumbar flexion extension x-rays to be inserted. Period. On 3-27-21, Dr. De La Soda had him undergo a thoracic MRI to be inserted. Period. On 4-19-21, the petitioner underwent a lumbar MRI to be inserted, period. He continued to see Dr. De La Soda through 7/26/21, by which time Mr. Newby completed additional physical therapy and was overall improved. Pretty's low back pain was very minimal. Pretty had three more sessions of therapy scheduled for the neck, and his cervical symptoms are tolerable as well. Period. Dr. De La Soda found sensory exam was intact to all modalities, including pinprick and position sense. Paired the deep tendon reflexes were all present and symmetrical. Paired plantar responses were downgoing bilaterally. Paired straight leg raise maneuver was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Paired the lower back revealed restricted range of motion in all directions. Paired the neck also revealed restricted range of motion. Paired Dr. De La Soda recommended he continue to stay active with a home exercise program and weight loss. Paired another diagnosis of T11-T12 disc herniation was listed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Active flexion and extension were 20 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 15 degrees, comma, rotation right 45 degrees and left 50 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Inspection revealed the midline 3.5-inch scar consistent with his surgery. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 55 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Pretty was tender to palpation, but the right sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the left. Period. And the rest is normal through supine straight leg raise mandible on the left at 70 degrees. Elicited tenderness in the medial thigh, but no symptoms in the back or below the knee. Period. In the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period. Impressions. Bernard Newby alleged an acute injury and then occupational injuries to his back, as will be marked from my prior report. Period. Since seen here, he received an order approving settlement and then applied for review of that award. Period. In paragraph, he returned to Dr. De La Soda, who noted his course of treatment to date. Period. He had the petitioner undergo additional radiographic studies, as noted above. Period. Interestingly, these also included the cervical and thoracic spine. Period. The petitioner participated in physical therapy, ultimately with improvement. Period. At Dr. De La Soda's last physical exam on 7/26/21, there was decreased range of motion of the cervical and lumbar spine, but the rest of the exam was unrevealing. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Paracetamol maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Pretty ambulated with physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Pretty, this is notwithstanding the fact that he states he uses a cane. Pretty, this device was not present. Pretty, he did bring his back brace with him. Pretty, a decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Sprung maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be marked in the prior report. End.